Welcome to the Dürr conference call. Ralf Dieter, CEO, and Ralf Heuwing, CFO of Dürr AG, will present the Dürr Group's figures of the first 9 months, 2015, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over to Mr. Dieter, CEO of Dürr AG.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome everybody. It is our pleasure to present to you Dürr's figures for the first 9 months of 2015. As always, I'm joined by my colleague Ralf Heuwing. I will start, as always, by summarizing the key highlights of the first 9 months. We have upgraded our 2015 sales guidance to 3.6 to 3.7 billion euros, following a strong revenue momentum in the first 9 months. The range for our incoming order guidance has been narrowed to 3.4 and 3.5 billion euros, and we expect to achieve the midpoint of our EBIT margin target, a range of 7.0 to 7.5%. Demand is healthy, order intake in China is up, and the group's Q3 order intake continued at the high level of Q1 and Q2. The project delays from the previous year have now been fully eliminated. Sales rose by 68% in the first 9 months and by 70% in Q3. EBIT climbed by 27% in the first 9 months and by 35% in Q3. One-offs on account of purchase price allocations and other HOMAG-related items have been well compensated for. And earnings after tax rose further in Q3, reaching a plus of 36% compared to 2014. Let's turn to page number 4. Even without HOMAG's contribution, sales momentum was strong. In Q3, top-line growth came to 22% on a like-for-like basis. And currency translation effects contributed around 6 percentage points to order intake and sales. We are very satisfied with the order intake of 900 million euros in Q3. In Q4, we expect an order intake level of between 700 and 800 million euros, reaching our target of 3.4 to 3.5 billion euro. I would also like to point out that from today's perspective, our project pipeline for 2016 looks healthy. On page 5, you see that incoming orders in America rose by 104% to 668 million euros, substantially exceeding the group average growth rate. US and Mexico showed good growth, and even in Brazil, we were able to maintain our order level on a like-for-like basis. Despite a slow automotive market in China during summer, our order intake continued to grow. We received several paint job projects from local Chinese as well as joint ventures OEMs. And business in South Africa, Korea, India, and Australia grew strongly. Let's move to page number 6. Q3 earnings show that we are fully on track. Operating earnings, that means EBIT before PPA and the cost of terminating the employee participation program at HOMAG, climbed up by 41%, reaching an operating margin of 8.5% in Q3, up from 7.3% in Q2 and 6.9% in the first quarter. Most of the extraordinary expenses recorded in the financial result had already been booked in the first and second quarter. Hence, and in combination with the optimized group funding structure, the financial result improved substantially to minus 1.6 million euro in Q3. We consider a financial result run rate of 3 to 4 million euros in the next quarters to be realistic. At 28.5%, the tax rate in Q3 returned to normal. As Dürr is classified as a high-tech company in China, it is subject to a lower tax rate here. Net income was up 36% on the previous year's Q3. And we expect a tax rate of 30% in 2016. Now, Ralf Heuwing will take you through our financials. Ralf?
Yeah, thank you, Ralf. Ladies and gentlemen, let me continue on page 7. In the interest of transparent communication, we have listed the earnings effects caused by the HOMAG acquisition. We terminated the employee participation program at the end of Q2, resulting in a one-off charge of 4.4 million euros. We expect only moderate further one-offs for HOMAG in Q4. PPA effects have totaled 15.9 million euros in the year-to-date. The division Woodworking Machinery and Systems contributed 24.8 million euros to EBIT. Additional financial charges of 10 million euros arising from the domination and profit transfer agreement were accounted for in the first 9 months. This also includes the cost of the guaranteed dividend. HOMAG's financial result will be minimal in the future due to optimized group funding structure and working capital improvements. The extraordinary items explained above should reach a normalized level in 2016, accompanied by further improvement in operating earnings, resulting in a larger earnings contribution. By the way, following the change in the listing category, HOMAG will no longer publish separate IFRS group earnings figures in the future. Let's turn to page 8. Operating cash flow came to minus 3 million euros in the first three quarters of 2015, down by 185 million euros year over year. This reflected an expected 200 million euro increase in net working capital compared with the end of 2014. You will remember that we had received unusually large prepayments in our plant engineering business at that time. Thus, free cash flow was negative at minus 75 million euros in the first 9 months of 2015. Our net financial status declined to 35 million euros, down from 168 million euros at the end of 2014, but remained at a comfortable level. For the year end, we expect a level between 0 and 50 million euros of net financial status. The overview of our work in process and progress billings on page 9 shows that the payment balance with our customers has normalized by more than 170 million euros compared to the end of 2014 and now stands at minus 145 million euros. We actually consider a figure of around minus 100 million euros constitute a normal level, so we do expect some further cash outflow in the next few quarters. On page 10, you see that our cash position dropped by 181 million euros over the year of 2014 to 341 million euros, mainly for two reasons. First, net working capital, as discussed, rose by 200 million euros. And second, we terminated HOMAG's syndicated loan and are now financing HOMAG from the group's cash position. ROCE exceeded the 40% mark again for the first 9 months and should remain at this level in 2015 as a whole. Our equity ratio increased by 2 percentage points from Q2 to Q3, approaching 24% at year-end. Ladies and gentlemen, let me finish on page 11 with an overview of the HOMAG Group, which is equivalent to the Woodworking Machinery and Systems Division. HOMAG continued its upward trend. Order intake rose by 11%, sales by 15%, and EBIT by 40% in the first 9 months. The operating margin was 5.9% in the first 9 months and 6.9% in Q3. The optimization program focus had a successful start in July and is making good progress. The new organization, One HOMAG, has already been implemented. HOMAG is performing fully in line with our expectations. I will now hand back to Ralf Dieter, who will highlight the performance of all the other divisions and summarize our outlook.
Thank you, Ralf, and let's move on page 12. Order intake at paint and final assembly systems was good and only slightly below last year's figure. When comparing, please bear in mind the extraordinarily large order we received in Q2 2014 from Volkswagen in Poland. Looking forward, paint and final assembly systems expect generally stable demand. And supported by the strong top-line growth, EBIT increased by 10% to 76 million euros. Page 13 shows that Application Technologies order intake remained nearly stable in the first 9 months, despite the already mentioned effect from the large Poland order last year. Sales had a good momentum with 16% increase, and despite the startup costs for establishing the industrial products business, EBIT margin remained above 10%. On page 14, you can see that order intake at Measuring and Process Systems rose by 3%. With sales up 5%, the book-to-bill ratio stood at 1.0. EBIT margin remained nearly unchanged at 10.7%. Cleaning business showed a further earnings improvement with additional potential in the future. Next, page 15 shows the results for the Cleaning Technology System division. After a weak start, order intake and sales rose sharply in Q2 and Q3. Order intake exceeded sales by 16%, and we received several orders from China and North America. EBIT also improved strongly in Q3. As already mentioned last time, weak business in Europe led to some underutilization costs in the first 9 months, and in addition, earnings were burdened by low demand for our energy efficiency products due to low energy prices. Let's move on to page 16. And as you know, we have identified service as a key driver for both customer satisfaction and value creation. Service revenues grew by a strong 57% in the first 9 months, coming to 652 million euros and accounting for 24% of consolidated revenues. Adjusted for HOMAG, service revenues were also up a strong 13%, which underlines the success of our customer excellence at Dürr program. Service margin was constant at a high level, and we expect the positive trend in our service business to continue, but growth rates should normalize in the next quarters. Page 17 shows that PwC's market experts published their latest forecast for light vehicle production in October. PwC has scaled back its short-term market expectations and now projects global production growth of only 2% in 2015. In particular, markets in Brazil, Russia, and Southeast Asia are not performing well. The short-term forecast for China has been scaled back to realistic growth of 5%. After the weak summer months, demand already improved in September and showed should be additionally driven by the tax reductions for cars with engine sizes below 1.6 liter. Therefore, car demand showed a growth of more than 10% already in the first 2 weeks of October 2015. PwC and others remain upbeat about the long-term potential in China. This sentiment is consistent with the impressions we have gained from our own conversations with the OEMs in China. They continue to see significant potential in this country in the long term, although there are short-term challenges. In addition, we also see growth in modernization business, reflecting the lower degree of automation in the older plants. An increasing number of paint shops in China also are aging and in need of modernization. Europe and North America are performing well, with growth rates slightly above expectations. On page 18, we are providing our outlook. I already mentioned the changes of our guidance in the beginning of this call, and for 2016, we project a steady performance for paint and final assembly systems, application technology, measuring and process systems, and clean technology systems. And as already stated, HOMAG's earnings should further improve with the focus program delivering the first results. We will be issuing our guidance for 2016 when we are publishing our preliminary figures in February 2016. I think it's on the 25th of February we do that. Okay. So finally, please turn to page 19. Ladies and gentlemen, before inviting you to ask your questions, I would like to draw a short conclusion. First, the first 9 months, we are fully in line with our even surpassed our own expectations. We are confident of achieving a new full-year record earnings in 2015. The optimization of HOMAG and the improvement in its performance are on track. China is and will continue to be our largest market and also in the future. Demand in Europe and North America will also remain strong due to the replacement and modernization spendings. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention. We are now happy to answer your questions, and I would hand back to Mrs. Arndt.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once the name has been announced, you can ask the question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Sven Weyer of UBS. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. First one is on VW. You mentioned in the report it's a good 10% of your revenues. What potential impact should we see of VW in terms of your normalized working capital? I guess we know that VW was always relatively generous on prepayments. Do you see any changes there? Then with regard to your HOMAG order guidance, appears to me more conservative than usual. It implies order intake of roughly, you know, 180 to 200 million only for the fourth quarter. So I take it that this is probably just you being conservative without, you know, any weakness in the market, I suspect. The third question is, you mentioned in the report the margin quality in new paint shop orders has deteriorated somewhat, so maybe you could give us some color. And the final question I just have on China, if I follow the PwC figures, this implies sort of 6 paint shops per year. I was just wondering how much paint shops were sold to China this year for the market as a whole. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Weyer, I think, first of all, the HOMAG guidance, traditionally, in opposite to the Dürr business, the fourth quarter in this industry is always a relatively weak one. Yeah, that's the difference to what we experience normally in automotive. And that's
for the last decade already. So we have to expect a lower order intake here in the fourth quarter. The margin quality in new orders, let's say the competition is a little bit tougher because also background of these uncertainties which are all over. But I don't see a significant decrease. It's just, it's a little bit more pressure as usual, but it's always under pressure, so it's difficult to make here a differentiation. The numbers of PwC for 6 paint shops per year, that's a theoretical number because already this year there have been 6 in China awarded and maybe 2 or 3 more to come. There's also replacement, and some of these paint shop replacements are basically new paint shops again because the old ones are not worthwhile to refurbish. So I would say 6 to 8 is maybe a decent number, and then also some of the locals. So 6 to 8 is, I think, a reasonable number, more 8 than 6. And what the prepayment of Volkswagen regards, the actual projects we are discussing are, we don't see a different behavior. Maybe it changes, I don't know, but at the moment there's no big change here.
Okay. Great. Yeah, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Alexander Hauenstein of DZ Bank. Your line is now open.
Thank you very much, Alexander on this, I think. Two questions, please. First of all, in application technology, you mentioned several projects being in the final acceptance phase. Is this mostly finished now in Q3, or is this final acceptance phase to last for projects further into the fourth quarter and potentially even into the first one of next year? And the next question would be with regard to the earnings progression quarter on quarter at HOMAG. It was very strong. Should we expect here a similar level of, let's say, underlying 17 to 18 around, or in Q4, is there anything that is not going to reoccur in Q3 here? Maybe a bit color on that. Thank you.
Mr. Hauenstein, first, you are very difficult to understand because your line is always interrupting.
Is it better now?
Much better. Could you be so kind and repeat, because we don't want to answer a question you have not asked.
Sure, one sec. Okay, in application technology, you mentioned several projects being in the final acceptance phase. Is this mostly finished now in Q3, or is this final acceptance phase to last for some more projects into Q4, or even potentially into the next quarter in Q1? That was the first question, and the second question is, at HOMAG, the earnings progression quarter on quarter was quite strong. Should we expect here a similar level of underlying around 17 million EBIT also for Q4, or were there any extras driving the Q3 strong results here? Thanks.
Just a moment. Okay. I think for the APT question, yes, we did realize some final acceptance. And if I understand your question right, are you asking whether this now is a problem for the fourth quarter or first quarter next year?
The question would be more if this, this billing, I understand, that has occurred in Q3, is that mostly finished now, or is there more to come, let's say, in the fourth quarter out of this final acceptance?
More to come. Okay, because we still have a very good order backlog, so there's more to come, for sure.
Yeah. Mr. Hauenstein, on your second question, we expect Q4 to be quite comparable to Q3 in terms of earnings, and this also is confirmed by the statements that we have made, and Q3 did not record any extraordinary items at the HOMAG level. Yeah.
Okay, very clear, thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01. The next question is from Stefan Augustin of Kepler Cheuvreux. Your line is now open.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. Actually, there's just one, and I noticed that you built up additional employees at HOMAG, which is a little bit counterintuitive to the focus program. Can you elaborate a little bit on it, why that is, and especially where that is the case?
Mr. Augustin, of course, the significant sales volume growth goes along with requirements in HR, both in the emerging markets and in the US, but partly also in Germany. And this is also qualitative growth, so special hirings in areas where we had a shortage. This does not mean that we are increasing our value-added footprint in Germany, of course. Yeah. But I think the ratio of revenue per employee is improving time over time.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Harald Remmert of LBBW.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two quick questions regarding your D&A position, which we saw a sharp increase from Q2 to Q3 from 15 to 20 million despite the stable PPA. Is there a special reason behind? First question, and how would it go further down the road in Q4? And second question regarding your sales guidance. Given the sales figure, is it right to expect that Q4 sales would be lower than Q3? We saw already the peak in the sales figure for now?
Yeah, just one second.
Mr. Rehle, we have to check because we don't think in quarters. We always look at 9 months. That's why we have to figure this out.
I also don't look only at quarters, but I try to figure the position for the whole year. And so I saw this sharp increase, and I was wondering how to model Q4 and the figure for the whole year.
I mean, in our view, we're not talking about a sharp increase, especially in relation to the overall asset base or P&L. The PPA moved from 13.8 to 15.9, so this is nothing out of the ordinary. And then we, of course, in the process going towards year end, we always look at our books and clean them up for the year end. So there may be some non-recurring smaller items where we basically check whether these assets are still valuable. But this is nothing special.
So the figure for Q4 should be lower than this 20 million in Q3. So overall, the figure lower than 80 million for the whole year.
You may be right. You may be right.
Okay.
Is your question answered?
The first one, yes. The second, regarding the sales guidance and the remaining sales figure for Q4.
In terms of our guidance, I think the sales figure in Q4 should be similar to this Q3.
So we should expect the sales maybe at the upper end of the guidance?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. But you know, we are conservative. The year's not over yet.
Yes. Okay.
Next question.
So the next question is from Luca Orsini of One Investments.
Hello, everyone. We actually have two questions. One from my colleague Ricardo, and then afterwards one for me. Ricardo.
Hi, good afternoon. Yeah, just a very quick question on the outlook for Dürr Group standalone, excluding OMAG. You kindly gave us an indication for Q4 for OMAG earnings, and you said that they were comparable to Q3. So if we took Dürr excluding OMAG, what can you tell us about the Q4 margin outlook? Is it similar to Q3? What should we expect from that? Thank you.
To be honest, our guidance has been pretty precise. We have given much more detailed and more recent outlook on the revenue side, and this includes also the HOMAG contribution. And on the bottom line, we said we will stick with a 7 to 7.5%. Multiplied, of course, with the revised sales guidance. So I think all the numbers are transparent.
And in absolute terms, the Dürr figure for EBIT in absolute terms is higher than last year without HOMAG.
Okay. Good. Hello. If I can have a question on OMAG, just going at your presentation at page 7, you talk about the progression of the EBIT at OMAG, which has been very good in 15, and you forecast another 10 increase well, that's a consensus estimate, but you put it in writing. The question I have is how visible the EBIT growth of HOMAG is, and how much of this growth depends mathematically, it's kind of, it's already in the bag, mercy of the optimization cost, of the optimization that you, and, that you have made in especially in this calendar year.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Orsini, you're right. These are consensus estimates, so we wanted to show mostly the impact of these one-off items. And in order to visualize this, we use the consensus figures. So these are no predictions made by Dürr. But, of course, we also said in the previous call that we expect the EBIT margin of HOMAG to progress from year to year by roughly 100 basis points. And this is based on the sequence of implementation of the focus program. So in that respect, of course, there's a good degree of visibility in terms of what we do. But then, on the other hand, there are always market uncertainties, and we will have to manage those as well. So I think to the extent one can have visibility over the next years, we do have it with respect to implementation of our improvements.
Yes. And then if I'm allowed a totally generic question on China, you did, as usual, very well. Can you just tell us whether it was more on the domestic Chinese manufacturer, or that was more on the international manufacturer? It's just a curiosity. Provided you grow, I don't mind.
Okay, I understand. I think when you look at the market demand changes in China, which took place the last 6 months, people are asking for small SUVs. And this was a success of Great Wall and Geely's and those companies. And so we also had, let's say, an unusual high percentage of Chinese OEM orders, which will continue because these cars are now, let's say, on the market in a quality that they also need our technology to paint these cars in the market needs. So yes, the percentage of Chinese OEMs is higher, or was higher, and I think some of the Western OEMs are working on their products and their portfolio coming up next year again with new cars, and I think then the race goes on. That's how I see it.
Okay, and can you add some, since you're good at color, can you add some, answer the same question to America, and then I leave you alone.
Okay, thank you. America, we had strong orders from the American OEMs, and there were also business from the, let's say, transplants. Here I don't see a change in the order portfolio, it's as we normally have it.
You said French manufacturers?
Not French. I said the transplants. You have the big three, let's say, the Ford, GM, and Chrysler, yeah. Or FCA, and you have the BMWs and Daimlers and Volkswagens. And Daimlers, yeah. And this mix has not much changed. I think that's to see here, and the change I don't.
Okay, good. Well, right. Keep up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Sebastian Hubert of Societe Generale. Your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions left from my side. Can you remind me on the large orders you have taken into the books in China during Q3 2014, where we have seen a steep pickup in order development? That's my first question. And the second one is on application technology. Can you give us an update on how you have been successful with the step into the industrial segment, and what's the current status of that project? Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. I think the last one I can answer. The first one you have to repeat because I don't want to misunderstand it. The last question is industrial products. We are still here in a phase of, let's say, ramping up this, the resources, the tools. There's a lot of own consumption of it as well because we use them in our paint robots as well. So the business in terms of numbers is not contributing significantly yet. We see that coming up in the next years. It's a little bit a long-term task.
Okay, thank you.
At the moment, maybe just above 10, 15 million, not more. Yeah.
Okay. The first question was actually on China, where we have seen a steep jump in orders during Q3 14 to some almost 370 million. Now we talk about some 316 in the third quarter, so down 14%, and you flagged that a big proportion of the Chinese orders came from HOMAG. So I was just wondering what then your core business was doing.
No. The main business came from Dürr, from the paint side, not from HOMAG. And as I said, a comparison in quarters of order intake does not make sense. Yeah. It's sometimes one day after the quarter where a big contract is signed, the whole quarter looks different. So what we said is that the order intake in China is strong this year and is even comparable to last year better. So I think that's the main message here. And this is totally different to what you can read in the newspapers the last 6 months.
Right. Now, I was just wondering what has been driving in last year's Q3 orders that big. I don't really remember how many big tickets you had in there, but it was a nice pickup. So I was just wondering how this would look on a like-for-like basis if you would exclude those big tickets from last year compared to this year's order intake.
Mr. Owen, last year had a peculiar development with respect to order intake from China. In the first half, we still had a very slow period, actually continuing from 2013, second half. And then demand started to accelerate, and we got a lot of accumulation of order intakes in the third quarter.
And the simple logic behind this is that before summer holiday, people were not ready to sign. And they delayed it after vacation. Then you have it in a different quarter. Last year, that was the case. And can happen anytime. Same with Christmas, the year-end. Some people can manage to finalize such before year-end. Some can't, and they have to. They need 2 weeks in January to do that. And then we have the same situation. So don't look at quarter by quarter. That doesn't make sense.
Okay. Thank you.
Pleasure.
The next question is from Simon Rowe of Henderson. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. Unfortunately, I was a little late on the call. I just wondered whether you could just repeat your comments on the working capital development. I'm assuming it's connected to what you have on page 9, but I'd just like to hear it from you in relation to the net working capital development on page 8.
Yeah, Simon, you are exactly right. It shows that our prepayment overhang, which was really unusually high at the year end because of a big amount of order intake, but also of prepayments coming in just in December. That has normalized and is now also at a level where we feel comfortable. Really normal level is maybe 100 million prepayment overhang. 150 is close to normal.
I think we said it before, because the order intake was extraordinary because of this huge Volkswagen order. And this Volkswagen order, which was huge, had also a huge prepayment.
I see. Okay, two other quick questions, please. On HOMAG, I know you've talked about the potential margin progression. Does what you're reporting now, does that suggest that you're making faster development than you hoped?
I think we are developing as per plan. As you know, we always keep a little bit aside to make sure that we're delivering, and we're delivering. So I cannot say anything else. I think market has been favorable. Order intake development has been good. Revenue development has been good. Those are factors that are not entirely in our control. But whatever is in our control has also worked as per plan.
Okay. And just, again, a separate issue. Could you just talk about what your market, if you get to the paint shop business, could you roughly say what your market share in the orders intake this year has been?
Oh, it's more or less unchanged. If you take, that's almost 40-50%. Yeah.
Mm. So the numbers are not a result of taking market share. It reflects the sort of stable market share position.
Absolutely, and we are conservative in our outlook as we are conservative in our market share.
that's a slightly different answer, but anyway. But thank you anyway.
The next question is from Peter Rothenhammer of Baader Bank. Your line is now open.
Hello, Peter Rothenhammer, Baader Bank. Two questions. So first on HOMAG, after your great performance in the third quarter and your statements every year, 100 basis points margin improvement, So I would think it's obvious that you should reach your target of 8 to 10% margin much earlier than 2020. Are there any concerns about this to reach this perhaps even in 2017 or 2018? And the second question is on your margin performance within paint and assembly systems. So the margin was relatively low now in the third quarter. Could you comment on this? What was the reason? Because weaker margins in the order intake could not have played a role. You mentioned the product mix has been less favorable. So is it due to the Poland order? And can we then expect for the fourth quarter here a better performance? Because in your report, you're mentioning you're expecting for 2015 a somewhat narrower EBIT margin for the segment, and in my point of view, this would not be then more than 200 basis points worse EBIT margins than in 2014.
I think, first of all, in the third quarter, we had in the revenue of paint fire assembly systems orders from last year, which were very competitive, and we said this already in the quarter before that there are some orders. But still, the margin level as such, we think is a very good one because I think we are doing this level since 2 years, but the last many, many years before, we were not even thinking about getting to such a level, yeah?
Mm. On HOMAG, I mean, we are giving a one-year guidance or current-year guidance and will provide a one-year outlook early next year, and then we have a five-year outlook to talk about our aspirations there. And this does not exclude the possibility we might reach this target earlier, but I think it's too early to now put a specific date on this. We will keep you updated on the progress of the focus program, and we'll comment on this quarter by quarter, and so you can measure us by this progress.
Okay. Perhaps could you quantify this a little bit? What does mean in your terms a somewhat narrower EBIT margin?
A somewhat narrower EBIT margin, what do you mean?
You have in your outlook for the divisions in terms of paint and assembly systems, your guidance is you're expecting a somewhat narrower EBIT margin.
Okay, now I understand what you mean. You talk, okay, we just had to look for, and it's a lot of text here. We said in this report by these words that the EBIT margin of paint and fine assembly system we saw in 2014, we don't think it will continue on that level. And that's what you already see in the numbers here. But for us, it's still a very high level. So we are not unsatisfied with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just check, I think we have here it comes from 9.2 and now we're 7.2. And I think something with the 8 is a good number to keep in mind.
Okay, thank you.
7.5 to 8%, I would say, would be still very, very good in this business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Christian Kors of Warburg Research.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. First, maybe on measuring and process, you have shown again a very nice margin and profitability trend there, and you also mentioned that I think balancing is doing well and that you can still do better in cleaning. You have done a lot of restructuring in the past in the cleaning business. Is this now all set, and are you satisfied with the current setup of your cleaning activities? And then a second question regarding, maybe strategy-wise. Now, with HOMAG integration progressing very well, you've installed a new divisional CEO, I think, a couple of months ago, and your balance sheet, despite the normalization of the prepayment overhang, is still very strong. Should we expect that you will soon re-enter the M&A arena, or are you still think that you will need some time?
First of all, we said that we wanted to digest HOMAG, first of all, and we are doing this now, and you see the progress. And when we will enter, as you call it, in acquisition mode is depending on when there's an opportunity coming up, which we can't judge from today. It will happen sometime, maybe next year, maybe the year after next year, we don't know. Can be also shorter. For your question, cleaning, the cleaning technology, all the restructuring is done, and we have seen the improvement in results. So the setup is as we wanted, and we are making progress here. And we did a lot of progress, I think, so we are quite satisfied with this division as well. of this business unit.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
The next question is from Luca Orsini of One Investments. Your line is now open.
Yes, you mentioned there was a question beforehand on market share. My question is, what is your, you have 40-50% market share, it's difficult to calculate. Just to get a sense, who is your largest competitor and how large he is? Because that's probably the guy against which you measure your share.
And it's also not so easy to answer. We have competitors for turnkey business, and we have a lot of competitors, which are few, and we have competitors for the for whole revamp business, which are many and locally. But let's say the other 50% which is left is distributed maybe quite equally to two major ones in the turnkey business.
Yeah. Which 20 each, something like that?
If I divide 50 by 2, then it's 25 years.
Okay, 25 each. Okay.
We have actually this information available in our IR presentation, the competitive landscape and market shares by division. So it's all laid out there.
And it's changing, you know, if you look at a short term of a year, you know, 2 years, so it's difficult. That's why we are have difficulties to get here to a proper percentage.
Okay, no, thank you. I'll read the presentation better. Sorry for asking something.
No, it's not in this presentation. It's in the standard IR presentation, which is on our internet, not in this one here.
Okay, good. Well, thanks a lot and keep up.
Thank you.
There are no further questions. I hand back to the speaker.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Arndt, and thank you all very much for your questions, and as always, we enjoyed the discussion. The next conference call, as I mentioned already, will take place on February 25th, where we will present our preliminary numbers, and up to then, I wish you all a good day, and then bye-bye, and thanks again for joining us today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.